Workbook. Unit 2. Healthy eating. Listening. Doctors know that there are illnesses you may get if you do not eat properly. Many scientists want young people to eat food with less fat, salt and sugar in it, so that they can avoid getting serious illnesses when they are older. Listen to the tape and find out what you should do to stay thin and healthy. Hong Mei is going to the doctor with a problem. After listening, fill in the chart and answer the following questions.
Hong Mei is visiting Dr. Li's surgery.
Hello. What's the matter today?
I don't feel well. I keep getting dizzy, and I feel tired very easily.
Oh, dear. You look a little thin to me. Are you eating well?
Oh, yes. I had an orange and a banana for breakfast and a roll for lunch. I eat half a bowl of rice and a dish in the evening. I don't like to eat fatty food, as my boyfriend likes me thin.
Well, in fact, you are too thin. It sounds to me as if you are not eating enough. You need more energy-giving foods.
But, doctor, if I eat too much, I'm sick.
Now, young lady, you must listen to me. Your diet is not giving you enough energy, and if you carry on in this way, you will become seriously ill. But you can eat to stay thin. There are three types of food. They work like traffic lights. The first type of food is red, and you must not eat much of it because those foods contain lots of fat, sugar, and salt.
Oh, dear. What are they?
Butter, cream, nuts, cakes, and foods fried in fat.
Okay.
The second type of food is orange, and you can eat some every day. It includes bread, noodles, rice, meat, fish, cheese, eggs, and tofu. The last type of food is green. You should eat more of it every day. It includes fresh fruit and vegetables.
Thank you. I feel better just listening to your advice. I will go out and get a banana right away. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listening task. 2. Now listen to the tape and see what two other people in your hometown think of this plan.
Wu Ming is talking to Li Chen.
Well, what do you think? McDonald's is going to build a new restaurant in our hometown.
Surely not. I hate all that expensive, tasteless food. Where are they going to build it?
Over there, instead of that old restaurant.
But where are we going to eat our local dishes? I love to eat them there. It's so friendly and relaxing. Why are they closing? How did you find out?
Slow down with all those questions. It seems a good idea to me. McDonald's offered that old restaurant a lot of money, so they wanted to sell. And we will all benefit. An old part of town will be improved, and we shall have more jobs. After all, McDonald's says that they care about people.
Don't you believe it? I have read about these kinds of restaurants. They provide a terrible diet for young children. Nobody has asked our opinion. How do McDonald's know that we want their restaurant here?
Well, it's not too late to complain about their restaurant. Would you like to take part in a meeting to vote on whether we want McDonald's or not? I agree with it. Well, I will give the reasons for building it. Perhaps you would like to give the reasons why you don't want it to be built.
That seems a very good idea. Let's do that.
Reading task. The town has to decide. At the meeting that evening, there are two speakers. One for and one against building a McDonald's restaurant.
For building a McDonald's. I was excited when I heard that our community was to have its own McDonald's restaurant. I thought about all those young people who would not have to go to the next town to buy their favorite burgers and chips. McDonald's cares about healthy eating, too, and works with scientists to provide food that is of high quality, safe, and healthy. It is also cheap. They often provide salads as well as burgers and chips. You can also choose between cola and milkshakes. Of course, it also means more work for our area that needs jobs badly. McDonald's say they are interested in doing what is right for the community and being a good neighbor. So I think they will be concerned about providing parking for the cars in our main street. Many of our young people will be only too happy to work for it. They make a promise to the people that work for them. They say, "We value you, your growing skills, and your help to the company. I can see nothing but good if this company comes to build its restaurant in our town."
Against building a McDonald's. I am very worried about McDonald's building a restaurant in our hometown. We are a small community, and we enjoy our local dishes. I am not sure if McDonald's food is as healthy as they say in their advertisements. When scientists look at it carefully, they find high levels of fat, sugar, and salt. This is very worrying. Too many young people are getting fat through eating too much fatty food. McDonald's is not giving young people a good idea of what a healthy diet should be. Local Chinese food, on the other hand, is full of fresh vegetables and fresh meat and fish. The food at a McDonald's restaurant is always the same, so I wonder if it is made or brought in from elsewhere. Although it is freshly cooked, it must be less healthy than our own locally grown and cooked Chinese food. I also worry about all those cars bringing people to buy food at McDonald's. First, there would be petrol fumes, which would make our clean air dirty. Second, there is the problem of all those cars that try to park and prevent other cars from moving quickly through our town. Third, what will happen to all the food containers if people decide to eat on the side of the road just out of town? Will they just throw them onto the ground? I'm sure many young people would be happy to work for McDonald's. But will they be treated fairly? In America, McDonald's does not allow unions to operate in its restaurants. And these are people who speak up for the workers. If, as they say, the workers are happy with them, why should they fear some workers joining a union? So, when I consider the food, the cars, and the jobs, I think we should not allow McDonald's to build their restaurant in our town.
In-person English, thank you for listening. Please recommend it to your friends.